Straight Shooter with Stephen A.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly, Stephen A. Smith, coming at you every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of Sirius XM. POTUS Radio, channel 124. Number to call up, as always, is 866-967-6887. That's 866-967-6887. That's 866-96-POTUS. Got a jam-packed show coming your way. Host on CNN, Laura Coates, is coming on to the show. She's a Minnesota native, former prosecutor, now a host on CNN, doing a fabulous job. Looking forward to having her on to talk about what's been transpiring in Minnesota and from a legal perspective, what the hell is going on. And obviously, I'm going to ask her about her former colleague at CNN, Don Lemon, who appears to be in some trouble. I hope that's not the case, but he appears to be in some trouble. You got to talk about that. Rand Paul, senator out of Kentucky, he will be on the show. Republican senator out of Kentucky, he will be on the show. Not always agreeing with the president of the United States. A matter of fact, more often than most, he's usually disagreeing. So we'll definitely talk to him as well about some of the things that are going on. But I wanted to start off the show by telling you that it's amazing how things can easily change in the span of a week. A week ago, I was on the airwaves and I basically said, you know something? The Democrats are right where they need to be. And if they play it smart, they got Trump in the palm of their hands, because everything doesn't look as great as he tries to pretend it looks. Certainly with foreign policy, a lot of people are going to look at some of the things that he has done. And it's undeniable with the whole Israel, you know, situation in Gaza, for the most part, that's been resolved. The war between Russia and Ukraine is still ongoing, but discussions are still taking place. And he prides himself on being an individual that's worthy of the Nobel Peace Prize because of the inordinate amount of wars that he has specifically and unilaterally stopped, all of his own doing. This is the kind of things that he says. Nevertheless, when you look at some of those things, no matter what he says, the reality is that the economy hasn't cratered the way that we anticipated it would. The borders needed to be controlled, and obviously he's done. I don't care what anybody says. I think he's done a good job with that, because when you got 15 plus million people crossing the border illegally, something has to be done. But the how matters more than anything else. And even though something has been done and something needed to be done to control our borders, how he's going about doing it, the kind of things that we see optically in the streets of America, courtesy of ICE, is not a good look. And you kind of wondered whether or not it was all going to fall apart. And that's the kind of thing that I alluded to last week. And then you read the stories. Look at the headlines. I'm just looking at the headlines from the Wall Street Journal right now. Trump calls off tariffs on Europe over Greenland. You know, a day ago, stock market plunged because he was talking about tariffs on Europe in pursuit of Greenland. The next thing you know, he says, no, probably going to call that off. And now it's regained at least half of his stature compared to the losses that were incurred yesterday. So I guess that's a good thing. But you look at some of these other headlines. Trump's head spinning. Greenland U-turn. Live market stocks rally after Trump's NATO talks. What Trump said about the U.S. economy at Davos, Switzerland. Supreme Court balks at Trump's push to control the feds. The U.S. crackdown strangling the illicit network of dark fleet tankers. Congress turns up heat on the Clintons over Epstein. You just see all of this stuff. Just a bunch of headlines all over the place. But in the end, it comes down to this. Who's winning and who's not? Because the GOP, I mean, you got the midterms coming up. And let's call it what it is. The Democrats absolutely, positively must win one of the houses of Congress. They have to. They have to. If you want any semblance of checks and balances, and you don't want Trump to go get even more chaotic than he's already been, you got to win one of the houses of Congress. It's just that simple. Whether they're going to do it or not remains to be seen. That's something I'm going to ask Rand Paul about in just a few minutes. But when you saw Trump in Davos, Switzerland today talking, a lot of stuff emanates from that. If you're on the right, you're looking at the kind of things that he's saying, what he's aiming to pull off, and you've got pundits on the right, whether they're actual elected officials or spin doctors and pundits or whatever. You got people raving about what he's done on the right. On the left, you got people thinking this is more and more evidence of a screw being loose. And this dude ain't all there. Talking about Biden. What about him? Blah, 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 blah. I'll get into all of that in a second. First things first. Let's listen to the president in Switzerland today talking. Excessively, by the way, but still talking. Let's hear what he had to say. Play that sound for me, please.
All ICE wants to do is get them out of our country, bring them to prisons and jails and mental institutions from where they came. That's all they want to do. They're patriots, and they have to be abused by guys like Don Lemon, who's a, you know, loser, lightweight. I saw him the way he walked in that church. It was terrible. I have such respect for that pastor. He was so calm. He was so nice. He was just accosted. What they did in that church was horrible yesterday.
For national and international security and to keep our very energetic and dangerous potential enemies at bay, is this land on which we're going to build the greatest golden dome ever built? We're building a golden dome that's going to, just by its very nature, going to be defending Canada. Canada gets a lot of freebies from us, by the way. They should be grateful also, but they're not. I watched your prime minister yesterday. He wasn't so grateful. But they should be grateful to us. Canada lives because of the United States. Remember that, Mark, the next time you make your statements.
Oh, my God. I it's hard listening to him. Sometimes he just doesn't appear that coherent. Let's just call it what it is. Let's just call it what it is. You know, but, I mean, he's approaching 80 years of age. Not to say that we're going to engage in any ageism, because we see a lot of people in their 80s that are sharp as a tack. And I'm not even questioning him being sharp mentally or whatever. I'm just talking about how he sounds. It's not great. It's not great at all. Make no mistake about it. But he alluded to Don Lemon on the first sound. And in the second sound, he's in Switzerland and he's talking to European leaders and he's rambling off about the ungrateful tendencies of Canada. I just don't understand it. I just don't understand it. But in the end, here's the bottom line. Yesterday marked 1 year since his inauguration. And as we look at this country right now, you got to ask yourself, what state is the country in right now? How do you feel about it? Are you feeling good about the United States of America? Are you feeling confident about the state of America right now and the way things are? Some people will look at it and say, look at ICE in the streets of America, in sanctuary cities like Portland, like L.A., like Chicago, like Minneapolis, you know, stuff like that. They'll look at that and they'll say, how could you possibly think that things are great? You look at it from the right, they'll say the economy is not in tatters. The streets are safer. The border has been patrolled better. OK, we haven't collapsed as a nation. And then you look at some other things that have transpired, like what happened with Venezuela. I told y'all before, I'm not going to knock the president for that. There was a $15 million bounty on the head of Nicolas Maduro in 2015, courtesy of Donald Trump. In 2025, Joe Biden increased that bounty to $25 million. Trump upped it once he got into office and put it up to $50 million. So if everybody wanted them on both sides of the aisle, why are we complaining about getting them? And the fact that they got 3 billion barrels of oil in Venezuela, some of which we'll have control over, as bad as that seems, as invasive as that may seem, what I like more is the presumed negative effect it'll have on Russia and China, because they need that oil from Venezuela. I kind of like being in that position if I'm the United States of America compared to what I was before he went into Venezuela, Caracas, and captured Maduro. So nobody's here to sit up there and paint everything as negative. The point is, everything ain't positive either. The problem is, you can say that about both sides of the aisle, which brings me to California Governor Gavin Newsom. Respectfully, what are you doing? You're the governor of the state of California in the United States of America. Why are you over in Davos, Switzerland, talking to folks and speaking negatively about the president of the United States? What am I talking about? Listen to Gavin Newsom talk about Donald Trump today.
Did it stand out to you that he said Iceland multiple times when he was talking about Greenland?
And that it, every time a windmill turns, it costs $1,000. A lot of stuff stands out. None of this is normalized. There's a normalization of deviancy and consciousness and, you know, comments and commentary. And no other president, he's held to the curve. He's graded on a curve. I mean, it's a really some jaw-dropping and remarkable statements that just, you know, fly in the face of facts and evidence and common sense. So, but they're so, you've heard them over and over and over again. Again, for the European audience, that may have been a new speech. My God, there wasn't anything new about that speech.
Let me be very, very clear. I have no problem with Gavin Newsom being candid and open about his feelings about our president on United States soil. To go over to another country, Switzerland, to go over there and to be in the presence of other European leaders speaking against the president of the United States. I'm not down with that. Y'all might be. I'm not down with that at all. Say whatever you want here. As a governor from the opposite side of the aisle of a state in the United States on American soil, fine. But I'm one of those people, when we go somewhere else, it's America first. You know, our problems, yeah, our problems. But we ain't taking dirty laundry outside. Now, I know that sounds juvenile. I get that. Very simplistic in the eyes of a lot of people. But some things are worthy of being simple. And I understand you trolling Trump. I understand that you're aiming to run for the presidency in 2028. But we got problems here in the United States. And don't tell me they don't exist in California. But specifically when it pertains to sanctuary city, sanctuary state, border issues, safety in the streets, and I'll be damned if affordability ain't at the top of the list in the state of California. It's expensive as hell. And a lot of it has happened on Gavin Newsom's watch. Now, I like Gavin Newsom. I want to be very, very clear about it. I like him. I like him as a person. I think he looks sharp in those blue suits. And I think the number one impediment to his governing ability is his heart. Because he truly cares and he wants to do right by everybody. I truly believe that about Gavin Newsom. People call him slick, you know, slick oil salesman and all. I'll never call him that. It's not about that. I think he has a hard time saying no. Because he's trying to do something for everyone, not understanding that you got to allocate. And listen, everybody can't have. Everybody don't get to get whatever they want. Some people are going to be deprived in a capitalistic society. You got to make tough decisions. And a lot of times people ain't going to be pleased. But you got to do it for the betterment of America and our society. You going overseas to do that, that don't cut the mustard. You can't do that. I mean, you can, but it's not good. I got a lot of problems with Donald Trump and a lot of problems with the decisions that he made. I'm not going on foreign soil to do it. I'm not going on a world stage to do it about him. Listen, you've got 100 senators. Over 50 of them are Republican. You got 435 members of the House. In the House. Over 215 of them are Republicans. You have bodies of government capable of reeling this man in if and when he gets out of line. And if they're not doing it, then they're not doing their job and they're not living up to their constitutional duties. And that's something we can discuss. But you don't go on a world stage to disrespect your own house, which is the United States of America. I don't like that at all. Not even a little bit. And I think those are the kind of things combined with Gavin Newsom pulling a Dr. Rumor the other day from that had that back and forth with Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri when he kept asking, can a man get pregnant? Can a man get pregnant? Can a man get pregnant? Well, Gavin Newsom has been asked similar questions. All right. I remember one video somebody posted where they looked at Gavin Newsom and they talk about the question that you're not wanted to answer is whether or not boys can become girls. That's what they were saying about the governor. See, that kind of stuff can't be associated with the Democratic Party. I'm telling you right now, you associate that stuff with the Democratic Party, I'm telling you, you're going to lose the midterms. You're going to lose the midterms. That ain't the only thing that folks on the left have gotten themselves in some trouble over. Gavin Newsom's going to have to answer for things that have been going on in the state of California. He's going to have to answer about the wildfires at some point. He's going to have to answer about where's the money at. People making donations and all of this stuff, trying to help those who lost their homes and all of this other stuff, money's missing. They're going to bring up the rail. You understand? The rails that were supposed to be being built years ago and how money's missing and the deficit that the state of California is in, but nevertheless, there's still money missing. He's going to have to answer all of those questions, if not to me, to somebody else. He's been invited on the show numerous occasions. Matter of fact, I've instructed my team, don't call him no more. Don't call him no more. He's been he's done the circuit. He's been on other shows. What the hell are you running from me for? I just want to ask questions. I want to give you an opportunity to answer to the people of California and to the American people if you're going to be a presidential candidate in 2028. Gavin Newsom not appearing on this show doesn't stop me from talking about him and his record. I don't know all about his record. He does. And he has the platform here anytime he wants to make sure that the record is set straight. He passes up on that, that's on him. But he ain't the only person on the left putting themselves in peril. Don Lemon is too. I'm afraid to say that. I'm hoping that's not the case. But it seems shaky right now. I'll explain in a little while, but not before I talk to the senator from Kentucky that I have long waited to talk to. His name is Rand Paul. He'll be on with us in just a minute. You're watching Straight Shooter, listening to Straight Shooter with Stephen A. right here on SiriusXM POTUS Radio, channel 124. Back with Senator Paul in a minute.